Hello and welcome to the Holistic Wellness Podcast, and I am your host, Dr. Pallavi. I am a holistic medicine practitioner, a licensed homeopathic doctor, and a naturopath with over 14 years of clinical experience. So this was a little bit about me. Now let's start with today's topic. It is the episode number 7 of season 1, and today's topic is, why did I miss my periods? Now, being a lady doctor, I get many female patients who approach me to cure their menstrual or periods issues. To no surprise, more and more females are dealing with irregular or missed periods every year. So, menstrual irregularities occur in an estimated 14 to 25% of women of childbearing age. There is often a big question about why I missed my periods, or why my periods are getting irregular, or why, what is happening with my body? So in today's episode, I will elaborate on why you might be missing your periods or why you're having irregular periods. And then in the next episode, I will discuss how you can regularize your hormonal rhythm naturally and holistically. So first, let's understand the female hormonal or endocrine cycle. A normal ovary functioning in women with a regular cycle releases one egg about 25 to 28 days. Although the average time between periods varies, but most women will have their periods once monthly when they are in good health. One of the significant signs of anovulation is irregular or absent menstrual periods. Anovulation is the failure of the ovary to release eggs, or the ovum, over a period of time, usually exceeding 3 months. This predictable pattern of a woman's ovulation and menstruation is governed by change in certain sex hormones, especially estrogen. Low estrogen can cause missed or irregular periods for women in their reproductive age. Now, amenorrhea in young women is one of the best clinical indicators for estrogen deficiency. When a woman stops getting her periods, it's called amenorrhea. It's a solid indication that there's something not right. The primary amenorrhea is when a young woman never ever gets her periods, to begin with, even during puberty. And secondary amenorrhea is when a woman has had her periods in the past but stops getting her monthly periods for 3 or more months. Amenorrhea, or absence of menstrual periods for 3 months or longer, is called secondary amenorrheic or interval menstruation. This condition can happen if you have PCOS, which is polycystic ovarian syndrome, or your hypothalamic glands aren't releasing hormones correctly, which results in an interruption to regular menses cycle. And the most cases of secondary amenorrhea can be attributed to PCOS, hypothalamic amenorrhea, hyperprolactinemia, or primary ovarian insufficiency. Anovulation is actually abnormal for non-pregnant women of reproductive age, which is usually between 15 to 40 years. And it is the leading cause of infertility in about 30% of female patients. Oligomenorrhea is another term for irregular but not absent periods, defined as more than 36 days between menstrual cycles or fewer than 8 cycles per year. The hypothalamus in the brain, pituitary, ovarian, adrenal, and thyroid glands all together help regulate menstruation and normal regular hormonal balance. So it is essential to pay attention to widespread lifestyle habits that can negatively affect your hormonal levels. This predictable pattern of a woman's ovulation and menstruation is regulated by a cycle of changes in her certain sex hormones, especially estrogen. Now, before discussing about your balancing hormones naturally, it will help to know which signs and symptoms you should be looking out for to know if you are dealing with any kind of hormonal imbalances. So let's start. You should look out for if you are having infertility or irregular periods issues. If there is weight gain or weight loss that's unexplainable and not due to intentional changes in your diet or lifestyle. If you are having or developing male pattern hair growth, which means if you are developing hair on your face, shoulders, thighs, or in general, the pattern in which the male body's hairs grow. Then if you are dealing with any depression or anxiety, if you are feeling fatigued more than usual, if you're not having a good night's sleep, or if you are dealing with insomnia, if there's low libido or low interest in sex, there's changes in appetite, there's digestive issues like indigestion, feeling nauseating, constipation, or other gut issues, if there's hair loss or hair thinning. So these were the signs and symptoms you should look out for. Now let's discuss the 7 most common reasons behind missed periods. The number one and the most important one is high mental and physical stress. So trauma and stress can interrupt your body's natural reproductive mechanisms. The adrenals are responsible for producing thyroid hormones, estrogen, and other reproductive chemicals that regulate cycle. Like other stress hormones, cortisol is released in response to any actual or perceived stress, physical, which includes exercise, or emotional. High stress situations, which includes overworking, overtraining, traumatic events, like if you're dealing with a big fear situation, all these things can cause adrenals to work overtime, which might result in HA, which is hypothalamic amenorrhea. Now, when you do not have a lot of estrogen, and then the levels of other hormones, including LH, which is luteinizing hormones, FSH, which is follicle stimulating hormones, they fall below normal, you aren't able to build up the uterine lining, and as a consequence, you do not get your periods. Now let's move on to the second point, which is thyroid hormones. Now, thyroid hormones are essential for more than just the regulation of body temperature and energy levels. They also help control how your cells grow, influencing other processes such as metabolism rate, menstrual regulation, or digestion enzymes production. There are many causes of menstrual irregularities, such as PCOS, uterine fibroids, infections, or even uterine cancer. Hypothyroidism is one of the most important and potential cause of menstrual irregularities. Do you know that some reports show that thyroid disorders may be one of the leading causes of your missed periods, with roughly 15% of amenorrhea patients experiencing thyroid irregularities? The third point is PCOS, which is polycystic ovarian syndrome. It is a hormone imbalance in women that negatively impacts ovulation. When a woman has PCOS, she experiences altered sex hormones including estrogen, progesterone, and testosterone. All this results in abnormal body or facial hair growth, weight gain, body blood sugar metabolism problems, acne, and irregular menstrual cycles. We need to test for hormone levels, review symptoms, family history, and potentially examine the ovaries for cyst growths to diagnose PCOS. The fourth point is post-birth pill amenorrhea. Now, this is the failure to resume menstruation within 6 months after discontinuation of oral contraceptives. Do you know that birth control pills are used by more than 100 million women worldwide? However, there are dangers associated with birth control pills due to unnaturally altering a woman's estrogen levels, raising them far too high, which can often cause symptoms of estrogen dominance or dependence. The fifth point is drugs. There are certain drugs that may cause or disrupt the normal menstrual cycle and can lead to missed periods. For example, abuse of drugs such as cocaine or opioids has central effect that may disrupt the menstrual cycle. The use of anti-epileptics is also associated with amenorrhea. The use of birth control pills or other hormonal therapies may be related to disordered menses. The sixth point is metabolic reasons. Extreme weight loss or extreme weight gain, both are not suitable for your hormonal rhythm. Extreme thinness or rapid weight loss and morbid obesity or rapid weight gain may result in amenorrhea by altering the pulsatile GnRH. The seventh point is dieting. Dieting with excessive restrictions of energy intake, especially fat restrictions, may lead to amenorrhea and associated bone loss. Eat at least 20% of your calories from healthy fat. Your body uses fat to absorb vitamins A, D, E, and K. So enjoy your nuts, peanut butter, salmon, olive oil, ghee, and avocado. Now let's discuss in brief about the conventional treatment or the Western treatment. The conventional medicine often offers hormonal contraceptives for your period problems. Unfortunately, this band-aid will only mask the symptoms, perhaps maybe a little welcome relief, but not fix them. Many women find that when they come off the pill, the problem has gone worse. Not only that, but having turned off their reproductive system, they may discover it just doesn't turn on again. Hormonal contraceptives prevent ovulation, which in turn prevents the normal production of progesterone. This is not tricking the endocrine system into a pregnancy response state. So this was in short today about why you might be missing your periods or why you might be experiencing period irregularities. In the next episode, I will discuss what are the natural therapies, natural methods, lifestyle changes, and what are the holistic approaches which you can follow to regularize your normal female hormonal rhythm. So I hope you liked today's episode and it was knowledgeable. It was, you did find something useful in it. If you liked it, please subscribe, share, just share it with your friends and family and your mom and anybody who you think can benefit from it. If you want me to discuss about a health topic which you are dealing with or any of your loved ones are dealing with, you can email me on contact@drpallavi.com. You can visit my website, which is drpallavi.com or drpallavi.com for more useful blogs, podcasts, videos and more useful information. You can also book in your consultation via the website. So I will be back again with the next episode. So stay tuned till then. Take care of yourself. Eat healthy. Stay happy. Take care. Bye.